Hey everybody, I'm Ricardo Muti. I'm a program manager at Microsoft working on SQL Server reporting services. Today I'll show you how to create shared data sources and data sets that you can use in multiple reports. With SQL Server 2016 reporting services, you can create both traditional paginated reports as well as mobile reports. These are reports that are optimized for consumption on a smartphone or tablet. Before you can create either of these types of reports, though, you have to connect them to some data. And that's where shared data sources and data sets come in. A shared data source is an item in your reporting services catalog that specifies how to connect to a particular database or other type of data source. When you create a shared data source, you first choose the type, whether that's a SQL Server database, an analysis services model, a third-party or non-Microsoft database, or one of several other options. Then you enter the connection string, which defines the name of the server and the database on that server that you want to connect to. Finally, you choose the credentials. In other words, how the report server should connect to the database, whether it should log in as the user who's actually viewing the report, or whether it should log in using a specific username or password that you configure and store securely in the report server. Once you've created a shared data source that specifies how to connect to the database, you can create shared data sets, which actually query specific data from the database. A data set essentially is a query, very often a SQL query, and the table of data that query returns. Datasets can be parameterized, so reports can pass different parameter values into the queries and get different results. You can configure a dataset so that it runs the query each and every time a user views a report, or you can have it cache the data and refresh it on a schedule, so you control that trade-off between data freshness and performance. You can create a shared dataset in Report Builder, or if you're a developer, you might choose to do so in Visual Studio as part of a report project. With that, let's have a look at a demo. So here I am in our new web portal, and you can see that I have a pretty fresh installation. I don't have a lot of reports or anything created yet. And if I have the right permissions, I can create new content, including a new data source. Here I'm going to be connecting to the AdventureWorks data warehouse. So I'll call this data source AdventureWorks DW. And you'll want to keep this name pretty concise, but the description is where you can provide a lot more information and details to end users. So I could say, for example, this is the AdventureWorks production data warehouse, updated nightly. Maybe the contact person's email is sqldwsupport@adventureworks.com, and so on. And end users will see this metadata, and it might provide useful information to them. Then I choose the type of data source, and in this case, it is a SQL Server database. And now I need to enter the connection string. Now, different types of data sources have different connection string formats, and sometimes it can be a little bit tricky to remember what the correct format for this data source type is. So this is where you'll find that we've taken a lot of opportunities to make the product easier to use and link to relevant help information where we can. So here I can click this Learn More link, and it opens an article all about data sources and connection strings, including a bunch of examples for connection string formats for different data source types. Here I'm using SQL Server, so I'm just going to grab that example and copy and paste it into my connection string box. And then, of course, this isn't my actual server name, but I could go in and replace the server name, replace the database name, and I'm up and going. Finally, as we mentioned, I need to specify the credentials. So I could choose for the report server to try and pass along the identity of the user viewing the report to the database. That's really the ideal, but at the same time, it requires that the organization have the right security infrastructure in place for that to be possible. Once again, we've taken the opportunity to provide a helpful link that helps you learn more about those requirements. Another common option, though, is that I will just enter in specific username and password that all users will use to access the data. Here I can choose whether it's a Windows username and password or a SQL username and password. I'll choose Windows in this case. The username will be in the format of domain and username. So for example, redmond/my username, and then my password. At the very bottom, I can run this test connection to make sure that everything's configured correctly and users are going to be able to run the report successfully. In this case, you may have noticed that I've actually already created this data source, so I'll just skip this last step. And here is my data source, AdventureWorks DW. Now that I've created a data source, I can go and create a shared data set. So to do that, I'm going to switch over to Report Builder. And when I start up Report Builder, it asks me right off the bat, what do I want to create? A new report or a new data set? So I'll pick a new data set. And here, it has me choose the data source that I'm going to use for that data set. It so happens that this is the list of ones that I've frequently used, but I can go to Browse Other Data Sources, choose my report server, And then it's going to show me the data sources on that report server. And here's the one that I had just created. So I'm going to use that, click open, I'll click create. And for the purposes of design, I'll just log in as myself. And now I've got a graphical designer that will help me build the query. So I'll open this up. And what I want to do is grab sales by country. So I will go into my sales territory table and I'll grab the country. And I'll go to the factory seller sales table, which is my fact table of sales transactions, and grab the sales amount. Now, I don't want each and every individual transaction, so I'm going to group by the country, and then I'm going to sum the sales amount because I want the total sales for each country. I go up here and I can run the query, and I'll get an example of what the query results are going to look like. And that's exactly what I want, the total sales for each country. This is actually generating the SQL for me behind the scenes, but if I switch over to the text editor, I can go and see what it generated or even customize the query. As I mentioned before, I could add parameters to make this a parameterized query. When I'm done, all I have to do is go up here, click save, and I can save the data set to the report server. And again, I'd already previously saved this one, so I can just skip this last step and we'll switch back to our web portal. And here's the data set that I created. When I click on this, I have a whole bunch of options to manage this data set. I can go and update that description if I want. Here, one of the most important things is whether this data set should run live every time a user runs the report, or whether it should cache data. I'd like to cache data to improve performance, so I'll choose this option and have the cache expire after 30 minutes. So I'll click apply, and now we have a data set with caching turned on to improve performance. Now when I go to Report Builder, I can build a report and use that data set. I'll click New Report. I'll choose to use the Chart Wizard to help me build that report. And the very first thing it asks me is which shared data set would you like to use? It turns out to be this one. So I'll choose that data set and click Next. I'd like to have a bar chart, so I'll choose that option. And then I'm going to drag country to categories and the sales amount to the chart values. I'll click Next. I can customize some formatting options. And I'll finish, and I'll have my chart. I'm just going to resize this, make this a little bit bigger so we can see it. And when I run this report, you'll see a chart of total sales by country. It takes a few seconds to run the query the first time, but then it will populate the cache so it'll be fast in subsequent runs. And there's our chart showing total sales by country. So this is a paginated report, but the same concept applies to a mobile report. So let me switch over to Mobile Report Publisher. And here I actually have a report that I've designed for a phone, and I've actually designed it before even binding it to any particular data. It's a really cool feature, actually, that when I run this, it gives me a preview of what this report design will look like, but it's just simulating sample data behind the scenes. This is not actual data. So how do I bind it to my actual data set? I'll go back to the design. I'll go to the Data tab. And here's that simulated data that I mentioned. But up here, I can go to Add Data. I can choose either a local spreadsheet, or I can connect to my report server, which is what I'm going to do. I'll choose that report server, and I'll choose that data set that I created, sales by country. You'll notice that time it ran a lot faster because the data was cached, and now I can bind my controls on my report to that data. So instead of binding to the simulated data, I will bind to sales by country. Similarly for the chart, I'll switch that to use my actual data set, sales by country. And now when I run the report, this is my actual worldwide sales and my actual sales by country. And with that, you've seen how to create shared data sources and data sets that you can use in both paginated and mobile reports. Want to learn more? Here are some helpful resources. Be sure to check out the official documentation, but also follow the Reporting Services blog to keep up with the latest news. We're always looking forward to hearing your feedback, so post your questions and comments on the Reporting Services forum and join the conversation on Twitter. Thanks for watching.